This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind with more of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains? Thank you for that very much. Looking at our schedule, where we're going to be here the next few days. Wednesday, I leave for the March for Life in Washington, D.C. I'm a chaperone. I'm busing to D.C. and then walking the streets of Washington. Can hardly wait. Been to the March for Life a number of times, but I've never actually done the whole pilgrimage thing by bus, you know. Hours and hours and hours and hours. I signed up this year. I said, I'll be a chaperone. Let's do it. So we're going to actually be doing the show from the bus on the way there, and then one from the mall on Friday. And Monday, Jeff Simon will be in for me. He'll be back in Bismarck as well. So look forward to that. He's going to be actually doing the show from the state legislature, talking to some folks there as well. So, and the other end of the schedule, Todd, is Norway, June 15th through the 30th. All the way there.
I'm jealous. I want to do that one.
Got it all mapped out. And looking forward to that. June 15th through the 30th, Midnight Sun Tour, Norway at its very best. That's all you need to know. We're going to go to the northernmost city that you can find. And it's absolutely beautiful. Give Carol Juman a call if you want one of those spots that still remains. 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. All right, let's talk more about what's happening at the state legislature with our friend Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who has been a part of a lot of legislative sessions. How many, in fact, Ron? Have you lost count?
No, let's see. It's probably getting to be 14 or so at least. So maybe too many, I'm not sure. But they're all different, and they certainly all have their own topics of great interest, and I think that you're hitting on the ones today, Scott, that are of most interest. And, you know, as I kind of been listening to your show this morning and you talked about energy prices, I drove across the state this weekend and went to the UND hockey game. And, you know, isn't it simply amazing what we're paying for gasoline across North Dakota and across this country? And when you look back and you think just a decade ago, and we were in that upper $3, approaching $4, people were talking about $5 a gallon. And, you know, I paid $1.90 or $1.99 in Fargo. And of course, in Bismarck, if you use your discounts, you can get it for almost $2 a gallon as well. So, what that's saving, the standard of, you know, person like all of us who drives a lot across North Dakota and really, you know, we can say a lot of things, but what we've done in North Dakota with the Bakken and what North Dakota has done is unleashed the Americans' entrepreneurial spirit to turn around that oil production and become a dominant energy world provider and the largest energy producing nation in the world. And, you know, whether it's wind or coal or oil or ethanol or whatever it is, that we are now going to supply the world with energy. And that needs to become the story, the bigger market, I think, and certainly. But it's pretty amazing what it means to your pocketbook, Scott, when we talk about taxes and all those things at the Capitol and funds here and there. And as we look at the oil dollars trickle through the you know, about $4 billion in the governor's, I guess now the legislator's budget forecast is going to come into the general fund or into the state through oil and gas tax revenues and how they're going to be spent. I think that's one of the big issues.
It is, you know, and it'd be fun to see some sort of analysis on the game changer that was the Bakken and the overall domestic oil supply, and then, you know, its impact now in every corner of the United States of America as a result of that, because it's a huge play. There are others, obviously, but it is such a huge, huge play, and to think that it contributes like that every day, it's a very good point. By the way, Lisbon now, have you heard about the Lisbon phenomenon? They're like $1.80 down there in Lisbon. They got a little, you know, I don't, gas war or whatever it is down there, but they're having some fun in Lisbon because we hear regularly from folks down there it's 20 cents cheaper than Fargo. So pretty amazing what's going on. So talk a little bit about the impact of oil income, the revenue that comes from oil on this whole legislative process? You mentioned $4 billion. $4 billion of what? What's the total spend that'll come out of the legislature for 2 years?
Well, I think when you include the federal dollars, it's probably about 12 or 14 billion, but really just the general fund, the governor has announced that about $1 billion of oil money is going to go to the general fund. And I think that's a billion of about $4.5 billion that's going to be spent in the general fund. So, you know, roughly, I think we're approaching in that 20% or more of, and then of course you get into all these other additional spending mechanisms like we're talking about for water or even education. Those revenues from the Common Schools Trust Fund, what pays for that percentage back to the local communities, the property tax buy down, now the legacy fund dollars. So it's a big percentage, but the challenge, Scott, is that a dollar, if the legislature misses the forecast by a dollar over the next 24 months, it's $95 million. So if you're short, if you overproject by $10, you're $1 billion short. If you overproject by 15, you're $1.5 billion short. So it's really critical that, you know, a lot of analysis goes into that. And when you look, I think the oil and gas division is going to bring out the director's cut and the production numbers for November tomorrow. And I suspect that, you know, production is going to rise again over 1.4 million barrels a day. So you take that times a couple dollars, you know, times 10%, 1.4 million barrels a day, times the price, whatever you want to put in there at $50, times 10% of the tax revenues. And it's a huge factor. But I think the real story from a North Dakota standpoint is that, you know, we've gone through a fairly significant drop in the oil price again here, but I don't see industry panicking. Now, we're not running at full throttle like they are in, you know, Oklahoma has 142 drilling rigs. The Permian Basin in West Texas has over 300 drilling rigs. So you're going to see maybe a fluctuation. But really what we've done here is we've become a relatively stable, steady manufacturing operation with around 60, 65 to 70 drilling rigs kicking out those, you know, the new technologies. Each well is just getting better. So I don't see the fluctuation right now, even though we saw a short-term drop, hopefully that the price will recover, but that's hard to predict when you're looking at it from a budgetary standpoint. And I would expect if, you know, we don't see better prices, you know, industry will retract somewhat, but you're still producing those wells that are already been drilled. So it gives the state and, you know, businesses. And this is what I talk to when I talk to businesses doing business in the Bakken or looking at it, is look at the stability of all of those wells and all of those people it takes to run that operation each and every day. So it's a significant impact on state revenues, and it's very hard to manage and judge. And that was the concept behind the Legacy Fund. It's something that Governor Schaefer started in the early 2000s before we had any really substantial revenue coming. We have to find a way to stabilize this long term, so when those oil revenues go away, we have a funding mechanism for our state, so the rest of us are not left hooked with growing, you know, property tax, income tax, sales tax, all of the tax types you can imagine, highway tax, gas tax, all those things that takes fund government. We're going to be left with them. So the concept behind the Legacy Fund was for future generations, like Norway has done. They've got a fund, I think it's worth over $2 trillion or something crazy like that. But they left it alone because they know that they had to do that for their future generations. So that's going to be a great debate, and I hope people will get out and engage in that debate. People in North Dakota voted for that about 8 years ago, and now it's kind of time to figure out what we're going to do with it. So I think Senator Warner's comments about ensuring the principle is maintained is the fundamental core of the Legacy Fund. It is truly a legacy, and, you know, the earnings that are actually earned, what should they be spent for? I would hope that the word legacy, I think the governor has ingrained that into his discussions about if it's going to be spent from the Legacy Fund, let's make sure it leaves North Dakota a legacy. I personally am a supporter of the the Roosevelt Museum and Library in Medora. And the person who sold me that was former Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke when he was here in May. He had been out there and he said, there are only so many presidents in our nation's history that attract the type of intrigue that Theodore Roosevelt did. North Dakota is so fortunate to be a state which, you know, is ingrained with him. That's an opportunity. So I think it'd be a great thing for our state. And, you know, what it costs, those are bigger issues than certainly some of us are going to decide. But I think it'd be a great thing for North Dakota. So, but there are many other proposals on the table which will be debated. One of the things that we've got tomorrow is Operation Prairie Dog. I think that would provide a statewide benefit every single day from every barrel of oil that's produced.
Yeah, the majority leader talked a little bit about that, too, and all the infrastructure that provides as well. So that's an important part of it as well. All right, look forward to more conversations as we get into the legislative session. Thanks for the great overview today, Ron. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at pipers.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors on the program. Here we were just chatting with Ron Ness. The energy of North Dakota, I mean, you can just hear it in Ron's voice. There's just so much in the way of energy in North Dakota that is happening, including the energy from North Dakota that is bringing gas prices down all across the country. That's all about North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply, helping to meet America's demand. We are committed to using our talented resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Donald Trump addressing the ridiculous charges that he's a Russian agent. The media is so corrupt.
I don't even get how you
deep state is
start down that path.
Ridiculous.
So what would he be gaining?
We're gonna play. We're gonna play him answering questions from the jackals in the White House press corps coming up here in a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Tomorrow in the legislature, there is a hearing on a piece of the legislation authored by Dwight Cook, who's a senator from Mandan, who wants to raid the legacy fund, a principal. We've talked a little bit about that today. We started the program with Rich Bordner saying, well, okay, what's it for? He's saying, okay, here's the deal. You don't touch the principal, and you debate how to use the earnings. The only way you touch the principal is by two-thirds vote of the House and the Senate. And Dave Weiler, who authored the bill that put the question to North Dakota citizens about setting aside these funds in the legacy fund, while he was a legislator, joins us now to talk a little bit about this proposal. Dave, welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine. Scott, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you here. So what do you make of what this proposal here? It takes 15% of the principal and 25% of the legacy earnings forever. It diverts principal from the original promise of legacy fund. 25% of earning forever goes to grants and loans to political subdivisions. This is the first attempt to divert and open the legacy. Obviously, you got that precedent, and other requests are going to follow. A permanent dedication of 25% of the earnings forever, which obviously would slow down the growth for future generations and future needs. So there's a lot not to like here in my eyes. How about you?
Yeah, it's not one of my favorite bills that have been put forth. Scott, I hate to correct you, but Senator Cook is not a sponsor of this bill.
Oh, it's in his committee. It's in his committee, but he's not sponsoring.
It may be in his committee. Senators Hogue and some others are sponsors, along with Representative Lauser and Representative Sanford from the House. So just wanted to throw that out there. What it does, it's a Senate concurrent resolution, and so it's putting it back to a vote of the people. So it does not need a two-thirds majority vote in the House and the Senate. It only needs a 50+1% of the vote in the House and the Senate to go back to a vote of the people. And if the people approve this in the fall of 2020, then it will change the legacy fund as we know it. You know, the legacy fund, as you know, was created 8 or 9 years ago to put some of this oil revenue aside to create a true legacy for the state of North Dakota. Voters of North Dakota approved it by a 64% margin, which is quite large. And we did this, I think they did this, for North Dakota's future. This is a fund that is in its infancy, and this concurrent resolution attempts to take it back to a vote of the people and see if they want to spend it. So you're correct. It takes 15% of the principal balance of the fund. It takes 25% of the earnings every year forever, and it takes 15%. Here's the other thing that's really dangerous about this. It takes 15% of the increase of the principal balance of the fund every year. So this fund that we have that is growing very well, and in the future it's going to do great things. It's already going to do great things. You know, the earnings that are coming off of this, I think, are projected to be $300 million. If they're successful in this attempt to raid the principal, they're not only raiding the principal, they're taking part of the principal every year.
And of course, they're gonna say, well, we're not raiding the principal. That's what the voters now decided they wanted. If it passed, honestly, what worries me most about this, every city, county, school board, superintendent are all going to be saying, hey, this is a need. Legislature won't give us to us, so let's take it from the legacy fund and have it be rah-rah mom and apple pie in every school district, if it gets on the ballot.
Yeah, that's true, Scott. You know, it's a dangerous bill, and you're correct. There's going to be a lot of people that support this. But you know, I'm not afraid of the voters of North Dakota. I think they can see beyond this. I think the voters of North Dakota will vote this down if it gets there. But you know, we can stop it from getting there if we can get a message out to our senators and representatives to not support something like this. Again, this fund, we need to let it grow. There's other states that have funds like this that are 90 million, 60 some billion. I'm sorry, 90 billion, 60 some billion. I think Norway has a fund that's over $1 trillion. And we have a great opportunity in North Dakota to allow this fund to grow, and eventually someday, you know, when oil revenues start to decline, the earnings from this fund can make up for that. So, you know, the other thing is that we're in pretty good times here in North Dakota. It's not like we have everything is down and we've got all kinds of financial problems, and we have to get at the principal balance of this fund so that we can balance our budget, or, you know, keep spending the amount of money that we have been on education, which is a good thing. Things are good here in North Dakota. Our revenues are up. So this legacy fund, this is new money. This is on top of the other revenue increases that we have, and certain legislators are trying to tap into this new money. We're going to oppose this pretty hard.
So, quick question, because we don't have much time left, so about a half a minute for your answer, but how do you decide what to spend money on? So once you set this fund aside, who decides, you know, what you do with it?
Well, I think that's for future legislators to decide. Our group, is not going to decide how to spend the money. That's for future legislators. You know, we're hoping that they don't spend all of the earnings every year, but, you know, they're going to do what they got to do. But, you know, at the very least, let's not touch this principal balance of the fund. Let's let it grow and, you know, see what happens 10, 20 years down the road when our kids have grown up, and we can do some wonderful things. But we cannot start attacking the principal balance. It will never grow to where it can do something truly great for the state of North Dakota.
SCR 4005 is the proposal. It'll be debated tomorrow. Is that right, Senator Cook's tax committee?
Yes, it will be 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Dave Weiner, we appreciate
it. Scott. Great talking to you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to 3 cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No details yet, but there are reports of a possible active shooter situation at a United Parcel Service building in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Teachers in Los Angeles are about to go on strike. The negotiations between the union and the L.A. Unified School District have stalled, teachers demanding a 6.5% raise and reduced class size. The man accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl last October after killing her parents, about to make his initial court appearance, Jamie Claus, escaping his clutches a few days ago. The Barron County Sheriff saying 21-year-old Jake Patterson tried hard to make sure that people wouldn't recognize him.
They include things like not leaving trace evidence by changing his physical appearance, like shaving his head not to leave hair behind.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
River Band, you know. Man on your mind. Back on What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind? That's the question right now. We have time for you to call in on any and all topics here this morning at 800-228-0550 for the rest of the show. So you can call. Here's another number, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or me. I'm at 701-367-2054. Todd is at 701-226-8503. Get used to that. That's how you win my pillows on occasion here on the program. I've been giving away a mattress topper. Maybe we should do that at some point, Todd, because
yeah, there you go.
So darn awesome. Get a better night's sleep with it. My pillow makes more than pillows. Best mattress topper ever. Mike Lindell said, we can do this. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillow sheets. And now when you buy the MyPillow, you get the MyPillow mattress topper, rather. You get 30% off if you use the promo code Scott. And when you do, Mike gives you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. You can call, too, 800-506-9028. Just use promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott. Okay? All right. Margie is here from Stanley, North Dakota, home of the Whirl-O-Whip at Dakota Drug, one of my favorite little summertime treats. Margie, how are you? Are you there, Margie?
Yes, I am.
Good morning and welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you know who this Dylan Stewart is that's got an online petition to form Mega Dakota out of North and South Dakota?
I don't, but he did an online petition at the White House to have them change it. You know, they implemented that during the Obama years where you could go there and start a petition. So I guess it's there, but it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Because they said they got 10,000 signatures to, and he's sending them to President Trump. And I was wondering if he was coming from someplace out of state, so that they can go ahead and eliminate two senators, and then that'll equalize their Senate.
Yeah,
or
would
is
not
it
be
somebody from South Dakota that wants to tap into the oil revenue, and I don't think they even charge income tax down there.
You know, it's a good question. I heard about the story, and I thought about digging into it, and I kind of, I guess, just decided not to, mainly because I thought it was really stupid. But, you know, it's probably worth digging into just to find out. Maybe we can expose what the guy's up to. I'll make a note. We'll do some digging, okay?
Okay. Because, like I said, if South Dakota doesn't charge income tax, and you've got the legacy fund here and you've got the oil revenue, I mean, is it somebody from South Dakota that wants it, or is it somebody from out of state that wants to eliminate a couple senators?
What I would not do is worry that it has any chance whatsoever of becoming, law or change. I wouldn't. It's just dumb. So,
they didn't think the petition, the first thing on that vote last year was going to go through either, so.
Good point. Yes, Margie, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Donald Trump, we promised earlier, we pulled one question from this, but we hadn't. I just said we'd run the whole thing because a few things in the news that he was asked about by reporters. First of which was the champion Clemson coming into the White House tonight. And let's start there. Roll that with the press at the White House.
Championship team will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather. So I've been here all weekend. A lot of the Democrats were in Puerto Rico celebrating something. I don't know, maybe they're celebrating the shutdown. We have a very big crisis, a humanitarian crisis on the border. Everybody knows it. They know it. And many of them are saying, we agree with you. Many of them are calling and many of them are breaking. The Republicans are rock solid. We've got to take care of our border. Many of the people, and they're all going to get their money, many of the people that aren't being paid right now are in total agreement with us. You saw the Border Patrol agents. You saw what was happening. They're in total agreement with us. So we'll see how it all goes. I will tell you this. We have a priority. It's the safety of our nation. The southern border has been horrible for decades, and it's now, because of the success of our country, it's now at a level that we cannot put up with. The Democrats have to do something. We need their votes, otherwise we can't solve it. Without their votes, they now control the House. Let's see if they can lead. I don't know that they can lead, but we're going to soon find out. What'd you say? Well, that was a suggestion that Lindsay made, but I did reject it, yes. I'm not interested. I want to get it solved. I don't want to just delay it. I want to get it solved. I just don't know anything about it. I read it this morning. It's a lot of fake news. That was a very good meeting. It was actually a very successful meeting. And I have those meetings with everything. I just know nothing about it. It was a very, very successful meeting. We talked about Israel. We talked about the pipeline that Germany, Russia, a lot of money. I don't think it's appropriate. We talked about that. Talked about many subjects. But I have those meetings one-on-one with all leaders, including the president of China, including Prime Minister of Japan, Abe. We have those meetings all the time. No big deal.
Mr. President.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question. Because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax. Who? I haven't been following it. I really haven't been following it. A deal with what? I don't know if we're close to the deal. This should be the easiest deal that I've ever seen. We're talking about border security. Who can be against it? We're talking about drugs pouring in, human traffickers tying up women, putting tape in their mouth, and pouring into our country. We can't have that. We can't have that. We have drugs, we have criminals, we have gangs, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. They say, oh, it's immoral. But it wasn't immoral 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and 10 years ago when they all raised their hands to approve a wall. All of a sudden, it's immoral. It's immoral because one reason, because they know they're going to lose in the 2020 election. That's the only reason to them and tomorrow. Who did? Who cares? She's... We're doing very well with China. They're having a hard time with their economy because of the tariffs. We're doing very well with our economy. We're at records. Our unemployment numbers just hit a record, another record. We're doing extremely well as a country. We're doing better than any country right now anywhere in the world. China wants to negotiate. I have a great relationship with President Xi because it's good to have relationships with Russia and China and Japan and India. And I have relationships with almost everybody. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. I think that we are going to be able to do a deal with China. I can tell you, we are getting things that before I became president, you would have had no chance of getting. They would have laughed at your president's face. The people that started that investigation are McCabe, who's a proven liar and was fired from the FBI. Our Lisa Page, who was forced to leave the FBI, and her lover, Peter Strzok, who we got their text messages, and what they said in those text messages was shocking when you talk about bias, and also Comey. And I guess they started it because I fired Comey, which was a great thing I did for our country. So the people doing that investigation were people that have been caught that are known scoundrels. They're, in, I guess you could say, they're dirty cops. And I'll tell you what, it is so unfair what's happened to the FBI in terms of the men and women working in the rank and file of the FBI. I know many of them. These are great people. And they are so embarrassed by their leadership. You've never seen, I have never seen a turnaround in a bureau or agency like I have with the FBI. They are so embarrassed. I think 12 people now have been terminated. And others, if you look at what's happened at the FBI. So when you say, should I have confidence in the FBI or intelligence agencies? When I see Orr and I see all of these people, when I see Lisa and her lover and their notes and their texts get captured, and you see what they said about me, having nothing to do with investigation, let me tell you something. When people see that, you have an angry country because the whole thing is a hoax. It's a big hoax, and it's very bad for our country. So what happened with the FBI, I have done a great service for our country when I fired James Comey because he was a bad cop, and he was a dirty cop, and he lied. He really lied. And all you have to do, wait a minute, and all you have to do is take a look at the crooked Hillary Clinton investigation where they brought her on the July 4th weekend. July 4th. They didn't swear her in. They didn't do any tapes. They didn't do anything. They just let her go. And she usually said, mostly said, I don't know. She didn't know anything. Just like James Comey a week ago. He was interviewed by Congress. And, you know, unfortunately, people didn't see it because the Republicans with Paul Ryan, unfortunately, they didn't put him out there. But what he said was either he's a bad liar or he's grossly incompetent. Unfortunately, people didn't say it, but you can read the transcript.
That is President Trump, in that case, talking about James Comey, right? I liked his OCR comment, too. Oh, please. I don't even want to talk.
Yeah, whatever.
She has no... Not worth my time to respond. Is that it? Yeah, but we got some more. See if he's got anything else there that is of interest for you. But I wanted to give you the whole thing. Fake news media won't do it. We will. You can hear him in his own words. Talk about trying to get a deal on this government shutdown. More after this. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again.
Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny views?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Juice from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that, folks. How are you? Happy Monday. Yes, indeedy doody. Last chance to get a comment in here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. Go Wireline. What a great outfit. Good folks. North Dakota folks. And they're hiring right now. If you go to gowireline.com/careers, find out more about the positions open. And by the way, on occasion, they hire candidates without any wireline experience. So, learn a great industry. gowireline.com/careers. Tell them Scott sent you. Here's the final question that
President Trump was asked, and we'll get to your comments by text and call here. Go ahead. This is on the government shutdown.
I'm not looking to call a national emergency. This is so simple, you shouldn't have to. Now, I have the absolute legal right to call it, but I'm not looking to do that because this is too simple. The Democrats should say we want border security, we have to build a wall, otherwise you can't have border security, and we should get on with our lives.
There you go. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? CNN right now. Farmers are without support checks. Government shutdown to blame. Call the Democrats. Call the Democrats. Say, go cut a deal. Enough of the Puerto Rico trips. Go cut a dang deal. Texter says, all the stupidity in D.C. and you think the petition is nothing to worry about? Here's why I don't worry about it. The petition is something left over on the website from Obama when they said if it had over X amount of people participating, they would then look into it. And I think, I forget, but it was maybe one thing that was worthy of looking into or that actually became law. Through a petition to the White House, they're not going to go, okay, let's do one state between South and North Dakota. It's not going to happen. So I agree with you. Washington's stupid. But I don't think this is one you should lose any sleep over. Dan's on the road. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, good to talk to you. Hey, I wonder if you noticed one major difference between this administration's approach to shutting down the federal government and the last administration. Do you recall that they had uncovered a memo written out of Obama's office? It was written by an individual that I think took over for Catherine Sebelius when she left Housing and Human Services, that when they went ahead to shut down the government, they sent out a memo to all the agencies, and they told the agencies to do whatever they could do to make this shutdown really bite the American people, make it as hard on them as possible. And that just kind of shows you the contempt that the other type of administration had for the voters to put them in office.
Yep. By the way, that's called the swamp. Two words, the swamp. Exactly what it is. The deep state that's after President Trump, the swamp and how they operate. I mean, for one, the reason he's fighting right now is Republicans and Democrats alike for decades have said we need more barriers, more border security. And Democrats have voted for much more money than the president's asking for previously, supported the project previously. President Obama called this humanitarian crisis. Now, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't give him $1. Wouldn't give him $1 towards that. That's how they negotiate. So anybody that is being hurt by the shutdown, call the Democrats. That's who you need to call. Call the Democrats. Tell them to open it up. That's the fix. Dan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, and I agree with you. Frank.
You're right on the money, Scott. Colin Peterson last week, he's got 67 calls to build a wall and only 5 not to.
How about
Colin
that?
Peterson's writing on the wall. And as far as electric bills, my light bills went up 3 times since I moved into my house, threefold. And then I got to pay a little service charge for wind energy. And then every time we get a snowstorm in Minnesota, he turned them fans down a little bit, all the snow is blowing into Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota's your problem. I'd wonder, kilowatt for kilowatt, if you're comparing those, it'd be cheaper in North Dakota. It's what they're adding on.
We buy electricity from North Dakota.
Yeah, well, you do that, but I'm saying what they add on is what ends up costing you more, Frank. Absolutely. That's how they roll in Minnesota. Thanks for the call. Gary in North Fargo, your take. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, if Nancy Pelosi's husband was given a no-bid contract to build that wall, she'd sign for it in a heartbeat.
I bet she would. Maybe we should propose that. But then he would build a piece of junk, probably, Gary. He probably would, but
at least he'd get some appropriations for it anyway.
Yeah, see, that's how you play the game in the swamp, isn't it? You want their vote, you got to give them a little scratch. Little sum for the effort. Yeah.
You bet. Have a good day.
Gary, you nailed it. Gary just put two and two together there beautifully. There's no doubt about it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Did you know you can enhance your skill set to become more marketable to employers? You complete a certificate with the University of Mary online at one of their locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, Grand Forks. Human resources, project management, virtuous leadership, small business management. That certificate will help develop tools you need to run your small business or effectively manage your team. It works. Classes start every 5 weeks. So convenient. More information, 355-8030, 701-355-8030. And if you tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind, they waive the application fee. That's right. Tell them it was Todd's idea. Just for you. Or enroll at umary.edu to email them. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you looking to advance your career or encourage your employees to expand their skills? A business partnership with the University of Mary provides scholarships to employees as they earn their degree or certificate. Our courses are taught by real-world experts, so you can apply what you learned the very next day and take your next steps towards success. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more today at umary.edu/partner or contact us at 800-288-MARY.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.